Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Batting third. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting sixth. The DH, Rance Mullinix. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rob Ducey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luis Medina. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Witt strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco strikes out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clark hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGriff hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Leach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Medina strikes out. One out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Hall. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Hall steals second. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Andy Allanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allanson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Allanson moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Allanson scores. Bell moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. John Cerutti now pitching. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Franco steals second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rob Ducey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ducey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gruber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gruber hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops it up and throws to first, with Cerutti covering, for the out. 2 outs. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Medina is 0-for-1 in the game. Medina strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. McGriff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Witt moves to second. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullinix hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Witt moves to third. McGriff moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Girudi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allenson strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rob Ducey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ducey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ducey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gruber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGriff strikes out. 2 outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullinix hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. 2 outs. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Medina is 0 for 2 in the game. Medina strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Leach reaches third base with a triple. Rob Ducey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ducey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ducey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Leach scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Don Gordon now pitching. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ducey moves to second. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ducey scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gruber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. 2 outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bell. Fernandez scores. Witt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Blue Jays, 3, Indians, 3. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Medina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Nelson Liriano now playing second base. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Ducey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Ward now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Bell. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Bell steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Scott Bales now pitching. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGriff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGriff strikes out. 1 out. Pat Borders pinch hits for Rance Mullinix. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Borders hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Leach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Liriano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter is hit by the pitch. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Carter. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Carter steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ward spins and fires to second and has Carter trapped. There's the throw to Gruber who tags Carter for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Liriano misplays the ball. That's an error on Liriano. Snyder moves to third. Willie Upshaw pinch hits for Luis Medina. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Rob Ducey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ducey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ducey strikes out. One out. Nelson Liriano is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Liriano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fernandez is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona pinch hits for Eddie Williams. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Allenson moves to third. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson scores. Franco moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.